USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new Gallup poll out shows President Biden has a 43% approval rating among those surveyed, with 51% of Americans disapproving of his performance. Kentucky Republican Senator James Comer tells Fox and Friends First he believes the low numbers are because the president does not have a single win in office.
Canceling the construction of the studded border wall, which has led to, you know, huge amounts of illegals, huge amounts of drugs flowing across our border, huge amounts of COVID flowing across our border. He cut off the Keystone Pipeline. Gas prices have doubled. Inflation is on the rise. There's a labor shortage.
Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow is using the recent tragic murders of four people in his state to say this is why we need to have a serious conversation about gun violence. Crow's comments coming within 24 hours of the tragedy. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A terrifying new viral video shows a man being hit by lightning.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella some 15 seconds after he enters the frame. A blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up, and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
An Idaho sheriff accused of assaulting a group of kids at gunpoint in November heads to court on Wednesday amid calls for him to step down. Bingham County Sheriff Craig Rowland is facing charges after he allegedly stopped a vehicle with seven girls ages 12 to 16 and their group leader, pulling her out by her hair and pointing a gun to her head. The girls had been making thank you notes to tape to doors in the neighborhood, but the sheriff claims he thought someone was trying to break into his house. Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.